I want to be very careful here because I don't want to in any way suggest that a claim of sexual harassment legitimately claimed by a woman that has been treated incorrectly, that somehow, some way we're taking a soft stance on that, because we are definitely not. But I was asked this, Gary, on Sunday, and the statement was this: how hypocritical for women to decry harassment or abuse when they themselves conduct their public and private life in a manner akin to prostitutes. And what that person meant by this is they take on roles that are blatant portrayals of immorality. They dress both on the screen and off the screen in ways that are certainly beyond suggestive. And so this person was pointing out that there's hypocrisy even there for them to even want to talk about it when their entire industry is permeated by nothing but immorality.
Well, Dave, I appreciate your carefulness in asking that question, and I want to be careful in answering it as well. Yes, of course, when they come out and decry harassment and abuse, that is hypocritical. Let me just say a couple of things, and I do want to say this very, very carefully. First of all, how much good comes out of Hollywood these days? Every now and then, yes, we find that there is a Christian actor or whatever the case, and they've got a testimony there. But so much today, we see that what comes out of Hollywood is of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In other words, it's demonic, it's satanic, it's fleshly, it's sinful, it's of the world. And as you alluded there, David, so many of the movies and the programs that come out of Hollywood are the morality of it is a very sinful morality. It shows the sinfulness of mankind in what is expressed there. And so when this kind of a thing is thought about, when this kind of a thing is talked about, when this kind of a thing is planned, when this kind of a thing is rehearsed, whether it be for a television program or the big screen, obviously, because of the fact that it ties into the lust of the flesh, it's going to reach into the hearts and the minds of depraved individuals. And that's really what we are seeing. In other words, what I'm saying is that what goes on in Hollywood feeds the flesh that results in this sexual harassment and sexual abuse, in my opinion. And one of the things that has not been brought out is that it's not only the men who are involved with sexual harassment and abuse, but there are females who are involved with it as well. And I said to my wife one day, when is that side of the story going to come out? Now, if it's come out, I've not heard it, but I've been around long enough. I've seen a number of incidences where sexual harassment has come from the female as well as the male, but we don't see too much of that emphasized today. My question is, why not? We know it's there. Why isn't that being brought out? And again, I am not in any favor of any kind of sexual harassment. We know that. And I feel bad for those who become the victims thereof. But everything that comes out of Hollywood is of the lust of the world, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, fleshly, sensual. And so whether it's Oprah Winfrey or anybody else who gets up there and talks about it on the stage, it is the epitome of hypocrisy, in my opinion.
Well, let me put it this way. It's very difficult to get a rose out of a cesspool. It's just very difficult to find that. And I think what Hollywood has been, what it's degenerated into for decade on decade, is the precise thing that we're now seeing the fruits thereof. But the root goes much, much deeper